Good morning. My name is Beth, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the CanCare 2.0 implementation. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mindy Jump, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mindy. Becky is out today, so I will be leading the call. Thank you for joining. We have just a few quick updates. All of the recordings and transcripts for the calls are located on the CanCare website at cancare.kansas.gov. The open enrollment ended yesterday, so any other members that wish to change need to have a good cause reason for doing so. We will go ahead and start with the MCO updates. Today we will start with Sunflower.
Hi, this is Doug Kleiss with Sunflower. Today we have no new updates related to any CanCare 2.0 issue. Thank you.
Next, we will go with Aetna.
Hello, this is Keith Wisdom with Aetna. The CR log is updated. We continue to make solid progress. Just a reminder, if you have an issue that has not been addressed, please reach out to our provider experience team. Continue to use the 1-855-221-5656 number. And also, you can find resources at aetnabetterhealth.com/Kansas, aetnabetterhealth.com/Kansas, where if you have escalated issues that have not been addressed with the 1-855 number, you can reach out to your provider experience representative that's listed on the website. So that's our update. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Keith. Next, we will go with United.
Hi, good morning. This is Carrie Kynes with United Healthcare. No new issues or updates related to implementation. I do always like to take the opportunity just to remind providers that we do have all MCO workshops coming up at the end of this month. And for those of you that are not familiar with that, this is a combined effort between the three MCOs where we offer overall Medicaid training, billing, eligibility, things like that, and then you'll have an opportunity to talk to each of the MCOs individually. The invitation is posted as a KMAP bulletin, and then there's also a section on KMAP that is called a workshop schedule where you can register for those. We're going to be in Hayes on Tuesday, April 23rd. Wichita on Wednesday, April 24th, and then there's a session in Olathe on May 1st. So if you haven't had a chance to take a look at that invitation and register, we encourage you to take a few minutes to see if that's something you're interested in. And that's all I have, Mindy.
Thanks, Carrie. And then last, we will go to Candace from First Data.
Good morning, everyone. This is Candace Cobb with First Data AuthentiCare. As always, please let us know if you have any issues at all or any questions. No question is too simple to ask. Our help desk number is 1-800-441-4667, or you may email them at authenticcare.support@firstdata.com. What will happen is if you have a question that needs to be escalated, a ticket will be created, and you will be given that ticket number so that you can track that. That also logs any issue that we need to know about, so please keep the help desk in mind with your questions. If you have a question about training or AuthentiCare overview or anything in that regard, you're welcome to email me at Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, dot Cobb, C-O-B-B, at firstdata.com. I will be happy to take your email and try to answer your questions best I can or schedule some overview training for you. So I also want you to email me at that email address. If you are not getting flash communications from me every so often. We do have training upcoming throughout the spring and summer. So I would want you to be sure to get that flash communication about that training. So thank you.
Thank you, Candace. Okay, Beth, I think we are ready to open up the line for questions.
If you would like to ask a question, that's star one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, that's star one if you would like to ask a question. We do have a question. Please state your first and last name. Your line is open.
Good morning. This is Tish Hollingsworth with the Kansas Hospital Association. And this question is for Keith at Aetna. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Good morning, Tish.
I just wanted to kind of follow up and ask, I know you guys did an extension of that transition of care policy. Can you provide a little update on how that's going and the progress?
So, yeah, we extended the out-of-network providers being treated as in-network at in-network payment rates from the March 31st original end date to through the end of April. We received some positive feedback for doing that, but we have not heard any concerns or any issues. Didn't expect any since it was a continuation of how it, how we've been operating. So, that, as far as I know, that extension is gone smooth.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Gail Herdon. Your line is open.
Hi, Keith, this is Gail. I'm checking on the client obligation issue. My understanding is that you corrected this and it's up and running as of April 1st. The question is, we're getting ready to bill our batch claims for March. Will the client obligations be taken out of March's claims, or are we going to have to add all of those as well to the ones we're still compiling?
So, Kim Glenn is, and her team are very involved in that, and so I'll let Kim Glenn answer that.
Yeah. Gail, New Day claims, we will be deducting the client obligation. We are still working on running our report for the past claims so that we can either based upon the provider's input, whether we'll do an offset on their remittance advice or go ahead and send the recoupment letter. So we are still in the process of pulling our claims report. We do have that updated on the claims resolution log. So, but current day claims, when you get ready to submit them, it should be deducted.
Okay, so our March should have the client obligation taken out then.
Correct.
Okay, great. Okay, and I speaking for myself, I the preference would be as quickly as you can possibly recoup these dollars, the better off for me in tracking all of this. So.
Yes, and we should have a new status. On pulling the claims report, there were a couple of questions in email today that we needed to answer. So after we do that today, we'll know a status and we'll keep that updated on the CR log.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Gail.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, star one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at the present time.
Okay, I think we'll just pause for a moment to see if any other questions come in.
Again, that's star one if you would like to ask a question.
Okay, well, if there's no other questions, I think we can go ahead and end the call today. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and participating.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect. Thank you.